grief. My mother cried for a week, first in the boxcars, then in the camps. Her friends said, "Tekla, don't cry. The Germans will shoot you and leave you in the field." But she couldn't stop. Even when she had no more tears, she cried. Cried the way a dog will gulp for air when it's choking on a stick or some bone it's dug up in a garden and swallowed. The woman in charge gave her a cold look and knocked her down with her fist like a man, and then told her if she didn't stop crying, she would call the guard to stop her crying. But my mother couldn't stop. The howling was something loose in her nothing could stop.